रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर 14 किंग चित्रकेतुस लामेंटेशन टेक्स्ट 5 मुक्तानां अपि सिद्धानां नारायण परायण सुदल्लभ प्रसन्नात्मा कोटिषु अपि महामुने मुक्तानामपि सिद्धानां नारायण परायण सुदुर्लभ प्रसन्नात्मा कोटिषु अपि महामुने ओके वर्ड मीनिंग मुक्तानां ऑफ दोज हु आर लिबरेटेड ड्यूरिंग दिस लाइफ हु आर अनअटैच्ड टू द बॉडीली कंफर्ट्स ऑफ सोसाइटी फ्रेंडशिप एंड लव अपि इवन सिद्धानां हु आर परफेक्ट बिकॉज दे अंडरस्टैंड द इनसिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ बॉडीली कंफर्ट्स नारायण परायण ए पर्सन हु हैज कंक्लूडेड दैट नारायण इज द सुप्रीम सुदुर्लभ वेरी रेयरली फाउंड प्रशांत फुली पासिफाइड आत्मा हुज माइंड कोटिषु आउट ऑफ मिलियंस एंड ट्रिलियंस अपि इवन महामुने ओ ग्रेट सेज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन ओ ग्रेट सेज एमंग मेनी मिलियंस हु आर लिबरेटेड and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Please repeat, O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following purport to this verse. Simply desiring mukti or liberation is insufficient. One must become factually liberated. When one understands the futility of materialistic way of life, one becomes advanced in knowledge and therefore he situates himself in the vanaprastha order, unattached to family, wife and children. One should then further progress to the platform of sannyas, the actual renounced order, never to fall again into the afflicted by materialistic life. Even though one desires to be liberated, this does not mean he is liberated. Only rarely is someone liberated. Indeed, although many men like sannyas to become liberated, but because of their imperfection, they again become attached to women, material activities, social welfare, work, and so on. Jnanis, yogis and karmis devoid of devotional service are called of offenders. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. One who thinks that everything is Maya, instead of thinking that everything is Krishna, is called an Aparadhi or offender. although the Mayavadis, impersonalists are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, they may nonetheless be counted among the Siddhas, those who have realized the Self. They may be considered nearer to the spiritual perfection because at least they have realized what spiritual life is. If such a person becomes Narayana Parayana, a devotee of Lord Narayana, he is better than the Jivan Mukta or one who is liberated or perfect. This requires higher intelligence. There are two kinds of jnanis. One is inclined to devotional service and others to impersonal realization. Impersonalists generally undergo great endeavor for no tangible benefit. Therefore, it is said that they are husking paddy that has no grain. Sthula tusabha ghatinah. The other class of jnanis, whose jnana is mixed with bhakti, are also two kinds. Those who are devoted to the so-called false form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who understand Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sachidananda Vigraha, the actual spiritual form. The Mayavadi devotees worship Narayana or Vishnu with the idea that Vishnu has accepted a form of Maya, and that the ultimate truth is actually impersonal. The pure devotee, however, never thinks that Vishnu has accepted the body of Maya. Instead, he knows perfectly well that the original absolute truth is the Supreme Person. Such a devotee is actually situated in knowledge. He never merges in the Brahman effulgence. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, Ye anye aramindakhya vimuktam anina tvayasta bhavat avisuddha buddhaya aruhya kruchena param padam tata patanti adho anadrita yasmat angraya. O Lord, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated but who have no devotion is impure. Even though they rise to the highest point of liberation by dint of severe penances and austerities, they are sure to fall down again into the material existence. Of the do not take shelter of your lotus feet. Evidence of this same point is also given in Bhagavad Gita 9.11, wherein the Lord says, Avajanantimang mudha manusim tanum asritam parang bhava majananto mama bhuta maheswaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. When rascals or mudas see that Krishna acts exactly like a human being, they deride the transcendental form of the Lord because they do not know the param bhavam. His transcendental form and activities, such persons are further described in Bhagavad Gita 9.12 as follows. Mogha samogha karmano mogha jnana vichetasah rakhyasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohinim sritah. Those who are thus bewildered by attracted by demoniac and atheistic views, in that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Such persons do not know that Krishna's body is not material. There is no distinction between Krishna and Krishna's body and his soul. But because less intelligent men see Krishna as a human being, they deride him. They cannot imagine how a person like Krishna could be the origin of everything. Govindamadi purusam tamahang bhajami. Such a person are described as moghasa, baffled in their hopes. Whatever they desire for the future will be baffled. When if they apparently engage in devotional service, they are described as moghasa because they ultimately desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence. Those who aspire to elevated to the heavenly planets by devotional service will also be frustrated. Because this is not the result of devotional service. However, they are also given a chance to engage in devotional service and be purified. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-17, Srunotam sa katha krishna punya savana kirtana hudiyantasthaya bhadrani vidhunati sruhusatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, cleanses their desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees who releases this his message, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Unless the dirt within the core of one's heart is cleansed away, one cannot become pure devotee. Therefore, the word sudurlabha, very rarely found, is used in this verse. Not only among hundreds and thousands, but among millions of perfectly liberated souls, a pure devotee is hardly ever found. Therefore, the Lord Kotisuvapi, the word Kotisuvapi are used herein. Srila Madhavacharya gives the following quotation from Tantra Bhagavata.
Nava kotyastu devanam risayah sapta kotayah narayanayanah sarve ekvachit tat parayanah.
There are 90 million demigods and 70 million sages who are all called Narayanayana, devotees of Lord Narayan. Among them, only a few are called Narayana Parayana. Narayanayana Deva Rushyadisu Tat Parayana Brahmadyaha Kechanaiva Syuhu Siddho Yogya Sukham Labham. The difference between the sadhus and Narayana Parayanas is that direct devotees are called Narayana Parayanas, whereas those who perform various types of mystic yoga are called Siddhas. Hare Krishna. Very long purport. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnamebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana
सुदुर्लभ प्रशांतात्मा कोटिशु अपि महा मुनि। सो दिस वर्स इज स्पोकन बाय महाराज परीक्षित। महाराज परीक्षित इज इंक्वायरिंग फ्रॉम सुखदेव गोस्वामी अबाउट धृतराष्ट्र दैट एज इन प्रीवियस चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्ड हाउ धृतराष्ट्र वाज एन एक्जल्टेड डिवोटी। सो नाउ परीक्षित महाराज इज आस्किंग हाउ ही बिकम ए सच एक्जल्टेड डिवोटी बिकॉज एमंग मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज द नंबर ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग्स इज एक्सट्रीमली स्मॉल। एमंग ह्यूमन बींग्स हु आर एक्चुअली रिलीजियस ओनली सम आर एगर टू बी लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम मेटेरियल एक्जिस्टेंस। एमंग मेनी थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल हु डिजायर्स टू रिलीव फ्रॉम मेटेरियल एक्जिस्टेंस वन इज फ्रीड फ्रॉम द एसोसिएशन ऑफ अनवॉन्टेड पर्सन्स और इज रिलीव्ड ऑफ मेटेरियल कंटामिनेशन। एंड एमंग मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ सच लिबरेटेड पर्सन्स वन मे बिकम ए डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण। सो दैट्स व्हाई महाराज परीक्षित इज आस्किंग हाउ इज धृतराष्ट्र इज कम टू दैट एक्जाल्टेड पोजिशन। व्हाट इज द हिस्ट्री ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र हाउ ही बिकम हाउ टू कम टू दैट एक्जाल्टेड पोजिशन ऑफ ए प्योर डिवोटी नारायण परा सर्वे न बिभ्यति कश्चन स्वर्ग अपवर्ग नरकेशु अपि तुल्यार्थ दर्शिना। बिकॉज दिस वर्स वाज स्पोकन बाय लॉर्ड शिव इन ग्लोरीफाइंग द पोजिशन ऑफ महाराज चित्रकेतु हु वाज कास्ट बाय पार्वती एंड दो ही कम टू द ही वाज कास्ट टू बिकम ए डीमन बट स्टील महाराज चित्रकेतु डिड नॉट रिएक्टेड टू द कर्स ऑफ पार्वती। Rather, he pay his full dandavat pranam, he obeisances to Parvati and he addressed her as mother. Then he told, okay, I am accepting your curse happily. Then he just come to, he accepted the body of a demon, Putrahasura. But by Lord's mercy, he remember all his previous activities. Those exalted devotees, by Lord's mercy, they could remember their previous lives like Bharat Maharaj and here is also Maharaj Chitraketu. Even in his body of a demon, he was remembering everything from his previous life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his prayer, he asks, O Lord, Pasu Pakhi Hoi Thaki Swarga Va Naraye Tava Bhakti Rahu Bhakti Vinoda Hridaye. O Lord, due to my own action, all my own previous karma or activity, may I become get the body of a bird or an animal or any you may put me any other species, but my only concern that please may I remember all the time you within my heart. That is the ultimate goal of devotional service. Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. Whose body we are, that is only external things. Even though it is very, the human body is glorious, but if you will not do bhajan in the, you will not perform pure devotional service in this human body, what is value of this human body? Narottam Das Thakur says, janiya suniya visa khainu, hari hari bifale janama goyainu, manushya janama labhiya radha krishna nabhajiya, janiya suniya visa khainu. I have achieved this human form of life, but I did not perform pure devotional service unto Radha Shyama Sundar or Radha Krishna. And what is value of this human form of life? Even the living entities, who has in the body of a vulture, who? Jatayu, a great devotee. He made his life successful even in body of a vulture, serving Lord Ramachandra. Even a crow, a bird, a crow is called Kaka Bhusundi, a great devotee of Ramachandra. He made his life successful, even in body of a crow. Hanuman was in body of monkey. There is Jambavan in body of a deer, Rikhyaraj. Like this, we have so many examples. That devote, but that is the perfection of life when one perform pure devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the goal. Janmani, janmani swore, bhavatad, bhaktir, ahetuki tvai. Unconditional. Unconditionally when one devoted completely in service of the Supreme Lord. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is wondering how this Vritrasura becomes such an exalted devotee, come to that exalted position in even in the body of a demon. Indra was surprising. Indra was surprising how such a demon become a great devotee. So that's why he is asking to Sukadeva Goswami, O best of Brahmana Sukadeva Goswami, please explain this. How this Vritrasura come to that exalted position? Out of many persons who follow religious principles, only few desire liberation from the material world. Among many thousands of who desire liberation, one may actually achieve liberation, giving up material attachments to society, friendship, love, and country, home, wife, children, and among many thousands of such liberated persons, one who can understand the true meaning of liberation is very rare. And that's why in this particular verse is telling, Mukta nam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasantatma kotisopi mahamuni. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such a devotee who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Because the transcendentalists are in different categories. Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami. Then Bhakta is there. The last category. But Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Sakali, Asanta, Krishna Bhakta, Niskam, Atayeva, Sant. So his verse is telling that fully peaceful. Who is fully peaceful? Krishna Bhakta. Only Narayana Parayana, who is fully surrendered to Lord Narayana, who dedicated his full life in service of Lord Narayana or Krishna, he remains always peaceful. All others, they are always in a disturbed mind. They are not peaceful. Bhukti, those are karmis. There is karmis and there is karma yogis also, two types. Karmis, their goal is also for sense gratification, but they think to acquire by their own endeavor the things that they need for their sense gratification. They are not under shelter of Lord Vishnu. They are performed by some other ways, by performing some karma kanda jagyas or somehow other, by hook or crook. They want to achieve money. Money is sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. So these karmic people, they getting the material education, get big degrees, then they earn money and they enjoy. They are called karmis. But some of them, they have desire for sense gratification, but for that they took shelter of Lord Vishnu. Though they have material desire, but to fulfill their material desire, they take shelter of Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj. There are so many examples. But they are called karma yogis. So karma yogis are better than karmis, because they are under shelter of Krishna, but still they have material desires. They have different material desires. But such persons are called in Bhagavad Gita as Sukritina. Chaturvidha bhajate imam jana Sukritina. They are pious. They are karma yogis, because they come in shelter of Krishna. But gradually these peoples can develop. Their consciousness can be developed, like Dhruva Maharaj. They say, when he saw the Supreme Lord face to face, then all his material desires finished. He told, Swamin, Kritarthasmin. Barangna jache. I don't want any benediction. I am not now, my life has become successful by simply having your darshan. All my material desires are finished. But that is better because one can start the devotional service with the material desires. It's very difficult to find someone desireless. It is not possible. Someone has some desires. So karmis. But karmis is better than karmis or karma, yogis. There is a so gradually this karma yogis can also develop up to the standard of a pure devotee. Because he has taken the shelter of Krishna. Ama bhaje visayam age eta bada murkh. Krishna told, he has come to my shelter, but he is asking sense gratification from me. He is a foolish. He did not know what is the taste of nectar and what is the taste of poison. He is asking this visaya sukha, how to gratify senses. But ami vigya, I am knower of everything. Ami vigya, ehi murkhe visaya kana divo. Why I shall give the things that is, he is asking for his sense gratification. So charanam ita diya visaya bhulaiva. Krishna is telling, I will give my lotus feet. By testing the glories of serving my lotus feet, he will gradually become free from the desire for sense gratification. Some other who has taken shelter of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, he is glorious. One starts devotional service, one day he will definitely achieve perfection. There is no doubt. Maybe in this lifetime or maybe in another lifetime. There may be some, like Bharat Maharaj or many examples. Once you start devotional service, you will definitely achieve perfection. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. But there is Prabhupada mentioning about specifically the impersonalists. They are specifically Mayavadis, impersonalists, two types. There is Mayavadis and Sunyavadis. That's why Prabhupada is telling Pranam Mantra is Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatatesa Tarini. There are some Buddhists are Nirvisesavadi. They don't believe anything. Just everything just marked in Sunya. Just everything will just mark. No one knows what will happen after this body. We left this body, everything just finished. So they are like Charvakmani. Charvakmani says, Runang Kritva, Ghitang Pivet, Javad Jivet, Sukhang Jivet, Vasmi Bhutasya Dehasya Kuta Punaragamana Bhavet. Who knows what will happen after leaving this body? As long as you are in this body, drink ghee, which was a sage. He did not tell drink liquor, but he told drink ghee, pure ghee. You may buy, if you have no money, you can steal, runang kritva, you can borrow from others, somehow other. Drink ghee and become very healthy, remain healthy, and enjoy your senses as much as possible. But Buddhists, they also told no, everything is just void, everything can mix. Nothing is there. Just after leave his body, then everything goes, finish. And there is another Sunyavad and Mayavadis, Nirvisheshavadis. Those who are thinking about Nirvishesh Brahman, about the Brahma Jyoti. Arjuna also asked this question to Krishna in 12th chapter. Arjuna asked, there are two types of peoples, transcendentalists, who are trying to realize the truth. So one category is that those who are thinking you as a person, and they are want to achieve you or satisfy you by performing devotional service, by accepting you as a person, they want to serve you. They are better, or those who are impersonalists, thinking you are everywhere, spreading and their goal is to merge in Brahman. Such people, sir, who are more intelligent, Krishna told, Mayavesya Manojeman, Nitya Jupta Upasate. He is better who accepted me as a person and accepting the Bhakti Yoga, the process of Bhakti Yoga. When one try to achieve me, he is intelligent. The others, Klesa Adhikatarastesam, Abhyakta Sakta Chetasam. Abhyaktahi Gatir Dukham, Dehavarni Ravapyate. Krishna told clearly. The other categories, and those who are meditating me thousands and thousands of years, just as Brahma Jyoti, meditating. Panthastu koti satavat sarasam pragamya bayo rathapi manoso munipungavanam jo visuprapadasmi abhichintya tattve govindamadi purusam tamahang bhajami. These yogis, they meditate on Supreme Brahman thousands and thousands, millions of years. These people are foolish because they don't accept Krishna as a person, just meditating on Brahma Jyoti. Such peoples, they are actually not intelligent. Though they are thinking within their mind, I am liberated, but they are actually not liberated. Thinking, many Mayavadis, they think we are liberated. Now we become Narayana, Namo Narayana. So by simply accepting the sannyasa ashram, the Mayavad is thinking that now we get liberated. But they are vimukta manina. Though they are thinking in this way, but actually they are not in that position. That's why they are called vimukta manina. So that's first in his purport, Prabhupada quoted this verse first. Jevanya Aravindakya Vimukta Manina. Toi Asta Bhavat Avisuddha Buddhaya. Their intelligence is not pure. They contaminated intelligence. And they're thinking themselves, well, now I become free. But actually they are not liberated. They are actually under the clutches of Maya. They are under clutches of Maya. That's why they are known as Mayavadis. Because he is thinking even the Krishna, when Krishna appeared in this material world, the Mayavadis think that the body of Krishna is also made of Maya. Like our body is made of five elements, Krishna's body also made like that. That's why they are known as Mayavadis. They told everything is Maya. Jagat Mithya, Brahman Satya. So these peoples, though by meditating and doing so much austerity, many, many millions of lifetimes. Aruya Kruchena Parampadam Tata, though they come to that exalted position of Brahma Jyoti, because they have no service motive to the Supreme Lord, then Patanti Adha, that they are forced to fall down again into their material platform. Even in this lifetime, many Mayavadi sannyasis, they come to accepted politics. They told this world is everything false, but again they become involved in material activities, opening schools, hospitals, and thus doing some social work, even some enter in politics. They become MP or MLA, or want to do some become minister. In this way, still they come to the bodily platform. So those who did not accept the devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, they cannot be come to the liberated platform. So there is a Prabhupada is, in the beginning of his purport, he is telling that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that liberation not a mukti, and there is another word also, bimukti. Those who are devotees, they attain bimukti. It is above liberation. Those who are accepting devotional service as their life and soul. That's why Prabhupada is telling that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he told that simply desiring mukti or liberation is insufficient. One become factually liberated when he engaged in devotional service of the Lord. That's why bhukti and mukti, those are nirvishesvadis, sunyavadis, they are also want to make themselves free from the cycle of birth and death. Bhukti, mukti kahami. Because this type of those Brahmavadis, there are two types of impersonalists, Brahmavadi and Mayavadi. So Prabhupada is telling Mayavadi, Krishna Aparadhi. Those are Mayavadis, they are blasphemers. They blaspheme the devotees, they blaspheme the Supreme Lord, they did not accept Lord's transcendental body and activities. So these peoples are Krishna Aparadhi. They blaspheme Krishna. When in Banaras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, there is one Mayavadi sannyasi having 10,000 disciples and followers with him. His name was Prakasananda Saraswati. So he was always blaspheming Mahaprabhu. He was finding faults with Mahaprabhu. This is why this sannyasi is dancing, chanting. What is this? This is the work like a bhavuk. Bhavuk means sentimentalist. What is this he is doing? He is criticizing the activities of Mahaprabhu. So one Maharashtra Brahmin, he was used to go, that Mayavadi sannyasi Prakasananda Saraswati also sometimes, and he also come to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu every day. So he asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, I saw this Mayavadi Prakasananda Saraswati and his followers. When some discussion, I discuss sometimes to them, when the words like Krishna, Rama or Vishnu, they come in course of their our discussion, even this Prakasananda I marked, even if you want to speak, to pronounce these words not come from his mouth. Only Brahma, Chaitanya like this here, just words come. When Ram or Krishna, even if we want to speak this, it is not coming from his mouth. Holy names are not chanted from his mouth. Why is it like this? So Mahaprabhu told, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. Because they are offender in feet of Krishna, that's why the holy name cannot be chanted from their mouth. They are extremely offender. It is not possible. Holy name, the Naam Prabhu, the holy name cannot be chanted from his mouth. These people are very rare chance to come to devotional service in their lifetime. Only if some supreme personality of Godhead like Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself show them the mercy to Prakasananda and his followers, they could understand their mistakes. Otherwise, very difficult to change the Mayavadis into devotees. But there is another type of impersonalists, they are Brahmavadis. They want to merge into Brahman, but they are not criticizing Vaishnavas. They are not criticizing the Lord. They are in a doubtful condition. Whether the Lord is a person or Lord is just a effulgence, jyoti, he is impersonal or personal. They have little doubt. Like four Kumaras, they are Brahmavadis. But when they saw directly Lord in face to face, in door of Vaikuntha, just smelling the true of the tulsi and as the sandalwood pulp and flowers from the feet of Lord Narayan, they become devotees. They could understand. The Supreme Lord is a person. They become great devotees. Bahunang janmanamante jnanavanamang man prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Krishna told in Gita, after many, many, many lifetimes, such a knowledgeable person who has they realize the Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything is Krishna. Everything emanating from him. He is the cause of all causes. It is possible. So sometimes Sukadeva Goswami also, he left everything. He knows that Jagat Mithya, everything is false. Just run away from his home. But by hearing Bhagavatam, he has also become pure devotee. Hearing Bhagavatam from the mouth of his own father, Vyasadeva. That's why it is said that Atma Ramascha Munaya Nigrantho Api Urukrame Kurbanti Ahetuki Bhakti Mitho Bhuta Kunahari. Even such people in exalted position, they are Atma Ramas, they think everything is nothing to enjoy, this entire material creation is false. And they have no attachment for the material world, not family, society, any relations. They give up everything very easily, knowing everything is false. But such peoples, those who are not devotees, but they are liberated. Once and there, they have no attachment for anything, sense gratification. But such people, even mitho bhuta guna hari, when they hear the glorification of the Lord, and they, again they are attracted to these things, like Sukadeva Goswami. He was completely detached. He knows everything is false. That's why he was not coming from out of the womb of his mother. He was thinking, if I will come out, then again this material world will again entangle me. I will be again be in illusion. Maybe. So he was staying within the womb of his mother, not coming coming out. Even Vyasadeva told, come out, your mother is serving, your mother is just suffering. Come out. He told, no. I am telling you, come up, come out. You will not be in Maya. He told, you are in Maya. So how can you, I believe your words. You have still in this material world. And you are distinguishing, this is man, this is woman. You are himself suffering. So how can I have faith on your words? Bring that person who is not in Maya. Then I believe. Who? Vyasadeva went to Dwarka and bring Krishna. Krishna came and Krishna told, yes, you come out. My illusory energy will never affected you. You will be always eternally liberated soul. When Krishna told, then he come out. But even coming out, Sukadeva ran away to forest. He did not look at his father or his parents or anything. Just right. But such a personality like Sukadeva Goswami. But when again he heard beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam that glorifying Krishna, he just attached to hearing those glories of Krishna, he became a pure devotee. So such souls are very rare. That's why he's telling very rare. But when four types of people, those come in shelter of Krishna, who is most fortunate? Krishna told four types of people. Chaturvidha vajate mam, jana, sukritina arjuna, artha, artharthi, jigyasu, jnani. Who is more fortunate? Jnanis. Krishna told, jnanis are just like my, they are like my soul. But such a jnani, if he get the association of devotees, or get above and get the chance to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorification of the Lord, who is not a blasphemer. Krishna gives bhakti everyone, but not to a Vaishnava Paradhi, who blaspheme others. Krishna cannot give him pure devotional service. But when someone is even in Mayavadi, they are Brahmavadis, they did not offend anyone, they did not criticize others. Such persons like Sukadeva Goswami or four Kumaras, they become exalted devotees. They become very rare. We found such a devotee. Sudrullava prasantatma. Because all others are not prasantatma, not happy. They have some anxiety. Bhukti kami, mukti kami, bhukti mukti siddhi. And another category is siddhis. Those who are ones different. Siddhis, different things to achieve, like anima, laghima, prapti, mahima, all these things. They have desire to become a perfect yogi, so-called in a material sense. By achieving these things, they become very famous in this material world. Even sometimes people consider them as God. People do it by showing some siddhis. The general people, they get bewildered. They consider the he is God. So like this, these people, no one is happy. Even he is a karmi, he is a jnani, or he is a yogi. They are all under clutches of maya. Actually they are thinking they are mukta, but they are not liberated. Who is really liberated? Krishna bhakta niskam. Who has no material desire. But at the same time, he is serving the Supreme Lord. He dedicated everything for the service of the Supreme Lord. Just like this great devotee of Lord Jagannath, because today is return Rath Yatra of Jagannath. He is returning from Gunicha Mandir to Shrimandir, the main temple of Jagannath Puri. So, Jagannath is enjoying his pastimes in Jagannath. When he is in Jagannath Puri, he performed all pastimes. In Tantra it is mentioned, the Vaishnava Tantra. Mathura Dwaraka Lila Jo Koroticha Gokule Nilachala Sthita Krishna Saeva Achariti Prabhu. When Krishna is in, he has a desire to enjoy the three pastimes, both Dwaraka pastimes, Vrindavan pastimes, and Kurukshetra pastimes, and where? Dwaraka pastimes in one place. Then that place is Jagannath Puri. The main Jagannath temple is known as Dwaraka. That is the Dwaraka Puri. This opulence, there Lakshmi is there. Jagannath is sitting there every day. He eats chappan bhog 8 times. Every there Maharaj Indradvinam times, every 3 hours there are chappan bhog was offering. Now it is maybe standard little down, but still now 14 quintal rice is cooked every day for Jagannath. Even the scientists, they could not understand how it is possible. They put 7 pots, one like 7 pots on the fire, wooden fire, then they put the earthen pots full of water and the grains. They just put 7 pots together. They all cooked perfectly. And which one the first cooked? Which pot? Top one cooked first. First top, then down. How it is possible, they could not understand. So this is very first time some Jagannath is going, and Lakshmi herself is cooking there. So that is known as Dwaraka Puri. This is the Dwaraka, that is Jagannath's main temple, they are staying there. And when they are bringing him down to chariot, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when sees Jagannath in chariot, thinks this is now Kurukshetra. Now they come from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra. So in mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his followers, they pull the chariot to drag Jagannath. They're dragging Jagannath to bring him to Vrindavan. Because this Gundicha Mandir, that is Vrindavan. Because there is pure devotee who is, I was talking about. There's one Muktatma is here, Dhritarasura is given the example. There is also Maharaj Indradhimna. He is also a pure devotee of Lord Jagannath Krishna. So, when Maharaj Indradhimna, by his pure devotional service, he got the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath told, please ask me some boon. So Maharaj Indradhimna told, why are you asking me like same like Prahlad Maharaj? Savai Banik. Nasa Bhakta Savai Banik. He is a merchant who wants something in exchange from the Lord. Why are you asking me? Again and again ask something. I did not perform the devotional service to satisfy my own egos, some material desires. I serve it is only for your satisfaction. So anyhow, then Maharaj Indradhimna asked, okay, 3 boons please give me. If you want again to asking me. So you will eat day and night, your hands will not, what? Will not dry. Always it will be with little something you must eating. All the time you should eat, go on eating. Only second boon he told, you may have only 3 hour rest. In 24 hours, only three hour your darshan will be closed. Otherwise, by giving your darshan, by seeing you, darasane snane kare jibere mukati. Mahaprabhu is telling, when one see by taking darshan of Jagannath, one get liberated. Jatra sakhyat Jagannath sankha chakra gadadhara jantu darshanat mukti sadadati krupanidhi. By simply giving a darshan, he delivered the conditioned souls, sent them back to Vaikuntha Loka, darasani. Maybe after taking bath many times in Ganges, one become purified. But by simply seeing Jagannath once, one become liberated. That is Mahaprabhu is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 15th chapter, Madhyalala 15th chapter, he is telling to Sarvam Bhattacharya, Daru Brahma Rupe Sakhyat Si Purushottama. Dhagirathi han sakhyat jalabrahma sama. These two also appeared in this Kali Yuga to deliver the conditioned people, conditioned souls. Again and again, many, many times, taking bath in Ganges, one may be come to the liberated platform. But by simply seeing Jagannath, taking his darshan, one gets liberated. If he is a faithful devotee. Otherwise, if you like Udayana Mishra, you get Digvijay Pandit, very learned scholar in Mithila, another, he did not have faith. How it is possible by simply seeing Jagannath, one gets liberated? He has a, if you doubt, samsayatma, vinashyati. If you firm faith, it will happen to you. So I am not going through whole stories. But by simply seeing Lord Jagannath, Jagannath is so merciful. If you were once in Rath Yatra, you saw the, I was seeing the Lord Jagannath in chariot and you chanted and danced in front of him, happy mood, he will deliver you, certainly. In time of death, Svalpa api asya dharmasya trayate mohata bhayat, even little devotional service unto Jagannath. There is in time of death, so many things, your different activities, your own janma karmas are coming, just like one seen, just in front of you. You will thinking, so many things, coming one after one sin after one. When the particular sin come into your, in front of you, that you are chanting, dancing in front of Jagannath, you have visited one Rath Yatra and you have chanted and danced in front of Jagannath, looking him in chariot. Jagannath is so merciful. He made the switch up. So meditating that past times of Jagannath, you leave this body, you enter Goloka Vrindavan. So merciful. Who? Lord Jagannath. Maharaj Indrajuna told, by simply you give darshan 21 hours a day, three hours maybe, take rest. Then he told, O Lord, please make me, my any ancestor, like my son or daughter, make you are everything for me. You my father, mother, Janaka, Janani, Daita, you my son, Tanaya, Prabhu, you my master, you my spiritual master, you my everything for me. Make me free from all types of material entanglement. You are everything for me. I don't want any son or daughter. After me, no one should claim that this temple is built by my father or our ancestors. Everything is your. I gave everything to you. That is Maharaj Indradhimna. So that's why Lord Jagannath told, oh, Maharaj Indradhimna, when you went to bring Brahma for Jagya to establish this temple, to put me in altar. But when you went to Brahma, there is many yugas. The Manantara was finished. 71 Chaturjuga was passed away. You are in Brahma Loka. So there, those times after you making my deities firm, you made my deities firm in Gundicha temple. That is actually my birthplace. That is so dear to me, like Vrindavan. This is not different from Vrindavan. I stayed there for 71 Chaturjugas when you were in Brahma Loka. So that place is very dear to me. So though you are putting me in this main temple, this Jagannath temple, this is like Dwarkapuri. So you have to take me once in a year, from here to my birthplace. That is Vrindavan. You take me there. Because when you are Brahma Loka, the sages and demigods, they are worshipping there me. My devotees were worshipping me. You are in Brahma, then you come back. When you come back, you put me, now you brought me from there and established in this main temple. But once a year, you must took me, make a festival, chariot festival. Take me there. And again, after 9 days, you may be make me a return again. So that is the Lord's desire. So Lord himself told that the Gundicha Mandir is what? This is Vrindavan. That is the secret of Ratha Yatra. Jagannath is coming from Dwarkapuri to Kurukshetra and then Vrindavan. That is Ratha Yatra is Dwarka to Vrindavan via Kurukshetra. So now that's why in Gundicha Yatra, that is Gundicha, because he is going to Gundicha, the main Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu was there, so in the mood of Radharani, he was enjoying it. He was dragging Jagannath's chariot, taking him back to Vrindavan. But in return Rath Yatra, now today is return Rath Yatra, Gaudiya Vaishnava, they did not get much pleasure in this Rath Yatra, because they did not want to beg Jagannath from Vrindavan to Dwarka. They did not like this. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is not much described about the Bahuda Yatra, it is called return Rath Yatra. It is not described much. Only told just two, three lines, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote, just Jagannath just returned back from Gunija Mandir to main temple. So that's why the Gaudiya Vaishnava, they did not like this return Rath Yatra much. We enjoy the Rath Yatra when we are dragging him to from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. That is ecstasy. We are helping Radharani, dragging Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So today is written Rath Yatra, and one of this Muktanam, Siddhanam, Narayana Parayana devotee is Maharaj Indradhimna. He is also a pure devotee. Because of his effort to making his medium, Lord Jagannath appeared in this earth planet. He became the instrument. Who? Maharaj Indradhimna. So that's why Lord Jagannath came, and by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now Jagannath is in every another pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. He took Jagannath everywhere in the world. There is practically not a city in the world where there people do not know Jagannath. There is no Jagannath festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra. Maybe they doubt people know Radha Krishna or not, but everyone knows whom? Jagannath. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatumi. Three things: eating, necessary, chanting, dancing, and eating. Prasadam, this is the Hare Krishna festival, means three things: chanting, dancing, and feasting. So Jagannath festival is three things. Because these three things are originally with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna chants, dance with gopis, they chant and dance, not only just dancing, they also sing songs, they chant and dance, glorifying, singing Krishna's different pastimes, that chanting and dancing. And then Krishna also eats Radharani's, what? Cook, Radharani cooks so many preparations, they eat nice prasadam. So being a living entity, we are also part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Bangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Eternally, we are also existing with Krishna. So, in a minute person, the qualities that is with Krishna also with us, qualitatively. So that's why it's natural to chant, dance, and eat. That's why Prabhupada told, come to our ISKCON temple and chant here, dance here, or chant in front of Jagannath chariot festival, chariot. And eat Mahaprasad, then he will ultimately return back to Godhead. Prabhupada used to say, if you will not chant, to sing or chant in ISKCON temple or in front of Jagannath chariot, then you will find a place where to chant and where to sing. Where they go? Then you have to go to nightclub. Chant and dance. You have to chant and somewhere. This is compulsory. This is the natural quality that is coming from Krishna. So go to chant and dance in nightclub and eat many abominable things, when finally Jamadutu is come, I arrest you. But if you are following Prabhupada, chant and dance in ISKCON temple or in front of Jagannath and eat Jagannath Mahaprasad, then finally you will return back to Godhead by mercy of Jagannath and his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. So that is our goal. To become a pure devotee is very easy in this easy process given by Srila Prabhupada. Follow regulative principles, four regulative principles: no meditating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Then chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant and dance and eat Mahaprasad. What is difficulty? You can return back to Godhead. Very easy to, looks easy, but still, if by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, every impossible can become possible. Hare Krishna.
Granthrasimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Rathajatra ki jai. Hare Krishna.